We're now ready to cross over to the stage at the Portland Arms for our first act this evening. It's Gossip Wolf and the Fox. We're now ready. Gossip Wolf and the Fox on Cambridge 105.
Go on. This is always the, you know, everyone tunes their instrument. Come on stage, have a chat, plug the guitar in. Have a think about it. Play some chords. Still waiting. You know, it's all such a... Oh, now they're ready. Gossip Wolf and the Fox.
It feels like home to me. going down for the first act. It's going to be a really good night. We're excited to be here. This next song is called Midnight Circus, and it's one to jump around to. My favourite Japanese anime character, Totoro. So, any cartoon geeks out there, this for you. Friend, my memento.
live on location.
This is Cambridge 105.
Community radio in your city.
Is that- this is going to be our last song. So scream loudly. It's called Breathe.
Cambridge 105, community radio in your city.
Gossip Wolf and the Fox playing live at the Portland Arms as part of the Strawberry Fair Battle of the Bands. I rather enjoyed that. And I thought we kind of got into it as the set progressed. There was obviously just a little bit of nerves when they first started out. So we're going to have a chat with the band. Tim is doing his best Annika Rice impression as I speak, tottering along, bum bag flowing in the wind and sleet and whatever else is greeting us outside. So, yes, that was that. Next up is Mojo Slide in about 20 minutes. So that was Roxy Music and Love is the Drug, which is, you know, just a classic.
Did you pick that in any way because of what you just heard?
Not particularly, no. Okay. There was nothing on our mobile jukebox that that was apt. Apart from, well,
our selection of music isn't to your standards.
I thought there was a really strong Fairport Convention vibe to them. Mm. And unfortunately, the mobile jukebox only has one of their 10-minute opi.
Well, we might need that later.
Right. Okay.
Maybe.
So we've got that in the bag anyway, yeah, in case we need it. So what did you think, Timothy?
Are you giving your thoughts?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought they were very good, actually. I thought they didn't have a lot of stage presence for me.
Okay.
There were four of them there. I was stuck in the van. Yeah, they didn't really move around much. The vocals for the singer were pretty good. I was more impressed by the guitar player who had, you could tell by obviously listening to it, that he had his own solo parts and was really getting carried away with what he was doing. And I thought that was impressive. He had his own round of applause several times.
Good. That's quite an old school thing. You don't see many guitar solo just generally now in the bands. I think it's a very American thing. Anyway, yes. But yeah. Okay.
But yeah,
I didn't realize that you were a judge. Are you allowed to say this?
Yeah, as long as I don't tell you what score I've given them.
Oh, right.
So yeah, but it's very busy in there tonight. The busiest we've seen so far. I mean, I wasn't here for the first heat, but I don't think it's probably as busy as it is in there. Lots of people remarking that it really is busy. I had a very tall man stand in front of me for quite a lot of the performance, so unfortunately I couldn't see as much as I would have liked to have seen.
Is that because you're a very short man?
I'm not a very short man. I'd like to call myself an average height.
Average height.
And this man was obsciently tall. And just decided to stand in front of me.
You need to get his name and then we can shame him on the
I'll ask him when I go back in. Yes. I'll stand on my stepladder and ask if I can ask him.
Okay.
So it's very busy in there. I don't know whether they're all for this band, but there was an encore request at the end. And a lot of people standing around the front of the stage, which doesn't happen often here. Most people seem to stand towards the back, which is a positive sign.
I think they were quite a Cambridge band. There was a very strong folk vibe to them.
Yes.
And they were quite old-fashioned, I thought, in their approach and indeed their sound.
Mm.
So they weren't, maybe, you know, we spoke about that kind of new folk kind of thing, but it I wouldn't exactly categorise them in that kind of thing. They're not quite as knowingly trendy, perhaps, as can be, and there's not quite as much pop influences on their sound. They're most definitely a bit more old school.
You were looking forward to hearing them from what you heard on the recording.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied?
I am, yeah. I really liked, I just liked the fact that they were a little bit old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And her voice really was very good. So, it'd be interesting to, when we get them to have, well, hopefully when they turn up and brave the elements.
It is sleeting outside.
We get an idea. I'd be curious to know who their influences were and kind of where they're coming from, really.
Mm, yeah. The one thing I was thinking about towards the end of their set was how is this going to go into the next act? Because obviously there is no theme tonight, and the next act, Mojo Slide, are very different. Hopes and Fears were here. They're sort of a heavy rock band, so that would have been interesting.
Well, I guess the extra space in between probably works in their advantage.
Yeah, lessens the impact from one to the other,
yes,
I guess.
Clears the oral palate.
Yes. I like that expression.
Okay.
If you want to send in your thoughts for tonight, you can get in touch with us. Usual contact details apply. studio@cambridge105.fm, 07919 070490. The van here has its own scoring sheet, so your thoughts will be combined with the thoughts of the engineering team and of Rich as well. And we'll hand that in at the end, and it'll have an impact as to who wins and who doesn't, perhaps, maybe. Not sure. What are we going for next then, with some music while we wait for our band to come out and say hello?
I don't know. I'm just looking, Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Nice. However, fanfare for the common man.
Really?
It probably isn't. Probably isn't really what we're aiming for
not,
this evening.
Not really, no.
Though, you know, it is a classic. So, oh, Emmy and the Great. There we go. That looks. That sounds pretty good. Maybe not that one. You know, Easter Parade. Why not? Yeah, that's quite nice.
Okay,
and
that's topical.
Vaguely topical. Mm. So eat your Easter eggs along to this.
Probably not. No, we got a brolly you can stand under.
Okay, so the band have arrived. The band have arrived.
Hello,
so
am I on? Yes.
Less of the tunes and more chat. So,
have we got you all?
I think so.
We have, just about. Okay. Gossip Wolf and the Fox. Did you enjoy that performance? The audience certainly seemed to.
Yeah, yeah. It went pretty well. I think everyone seemed to enjoy themselves, and we all enjoyed ourselves as well, so that was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're smiling. Yeah. You seem to be really enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I love performing live. It's just such a buzz. Yeah. I really, really enjoy it.
All right. Tell us a bit about yourselves, or your names individually first, and what you do in the band. So,
I'm John. I play the drums.
Okay.
I play them. I hit them. So.
You hit the drums, right?
I'm Megan. I'm on vocals and acoustic guitar.
I'm Henry, I play electric guitar.
I'm Rick and I'm on the bass.
Okay.
I can't see several, Rick. What does Rick look like?
Several round of applause. Oh, there he
Hello,
is.
Rick.
Several round of applause, Henry, for your guitar playing tonight.
Oh, well, I'm glad people liked it.
Yeah, no, you seem to really get carried away with it as well.
Yeah, thankfully you can't see my face on the radio when I'm playing solos. That's... Can be cause for embarrassment sometimes. There might be some photos that come up later.
There's lots of people taking pictures in there, so I'm sure they'll surface at some point. So how long have you guys been together?
I joined 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crikey. So I've been thrown in the deep end. Okay.
Our previous bassist has moved to Paris. He might be listening online right now.
Okay.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So I've played with Megan for about a year or so now, acoustic stuff, and then we started building a band around it.
Right.
And last summer we started our first gig. That was down here at the Portlands as well. Mm. And yeah, since then we've just kept going and looking to do more things and writing more songs.
Okay.
Doing some recording.
What was it that made you want to enter this competition?
What's that, sorry?
What was it that made you want to enter the competition?
I wouldn't ask
him, Dom, because he wasn't here.
Well,
fame and fortune.
Yeah, yes. We want the music video.
Oh, okay, a specific prize you're looking for. That's interesting.
No, we just want to kind of get more exposure around Cambridge. We're a new band and we want to be able to get some more gigs. So it's just making some connections,
getting
to know some people and just having a good time, really.
There was a lot of people in there tonight. I don't know how many of them were here specifically for you, but you seem to get a lot of love from them, whether they were or not.
No, they're all completely strange to us. They just, heard the buzz about us.
Yeah, we didn't know anyone there. Yeah.
We don't have many friends.
No.
We're looking for some more.
You
can find us on Facebook, Gossip Wolf and the Fox. Facebook.com/Gossip Wolf and the Fox. That's us.
Yeah, we did a plea earlier on to get you some more Facebook likes, and I don't know whether we checked how many we got after we said, because you only had about 75 or something like that.
Yeah, I think we're on about 70 odd this afternoon.
Yeah, we tried to get you up to 100.
Hopefully we've got 100.
We haven't got that much power, so I'm not sure we've got you too many more. But
we might get some more after tonight.
Yeah, the people in there might do. Rich, do you want to ask him a question?
Yeah, sorry, I was great. I enjoyed the set. I've been parachuted in here as a kind of, Eric Morecambe to Tim's Ernie Wise. And I was curious to know, kind of your influences and that kind of thing.
It's quite eclectic, really. I play a lot of sort of blues, classic rock, riffs, guitar stuff, 70s rock, that sort of thing. Megan plays lots of sort of PJ Harvey, acoustic folk, stuff like that.
Yeah, like Cat Power and Joanna Newsom, kind of quirky folk kind of bass music. But it was quite good to get together with some musicians that have a different style, and it just completely changes your music to somewhere you never thought it would go, but it's quite a good end result, hopefully.
Mm. Did you say you've been performing on your own before the band started?
Yeah, until now I used to just go and play solo kind of folk music, acoustic music. Yeah.
So how long were you doing that for?
I don't know.
Don't
give away your age. Off and on.
while.
I hadn't really been taking it that seriously for that long, so the odd open mic here and there for the last 5 years or so.
Okay.
Well, it sounds really good. And yes, good luck in the future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we'll talk to you again later. Cheers. You have to come out if you win. Unfortunately, you're going to have to come
out. Oh, yeah, you're
going to
come out and talk to us again.
Unfortunately, that's the downside to winning. But thank you guys for coming out and chatting to us. It's cold and it's raining. We had an umbrella to keep you warm. Lovely. That was Gossip Wolf and the Fox, the first act tonight. Are we ready for the second act already? Okay, we are. Right, back into the Portland Arms gig group then.
We go out into one on fight. Stick a bottle in a poor man's eye. Slash a chair right across his teeth. She make him cry and she make him bleed. But she got drunk and she don't care. Some people move to a war in her state. Says she'll love me in a normal world. But if I'm gonna learn, then I'm gonna die. Oh, the battle's safe, battle's safe.
Mr. Jim Bowen, and this is called Jesus Don't Love Me. Crashed a pool in a Cadillac. Snorted lines off the back of a model's crack. High hopes, Las Vegas, all dressed in black. Met a preacher man, tell me that's coming. Oh, I know, Jesus, thou want me. Jesus, thou love me. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell.
Okay, the next song, we're a complete different change now. This is it's a bit of a country song, really. It's a little song called Smiling, and hopefully it'll put a big smile on your faces. Now, Mr. Mike Fenner here, he tries to change his instruments as quickly as he possibly can. It doesn't always succeed. I always like to keep things simple. Some say I'm the happiest man around, 'cause I'm free from all of life's irritation. They can trickle where it's soul and a feeling down. I'm smiling like a great big ray of sunshine, but people walking by just look so mean. You can keep your life of added complications, misguided by the need to live your dream. Oh, and just 'cause I got a simple heart don't mean I got a simple mind. I never climb no pedestal, 'cause man, I'm doing fine. When all is said and all is done, I know I'm not the only one who's smiling. Oh, and that's just how I live my whole life through. When hard times come creeping around the corner, well, I'm not the one who's feeling blue. Oh, I'm smiling like a great big ray of sunshine, 'cause happiness is what supplies my will. Y'all never hear me cuss or lose my temper. I'll catch me feeling sorry for myself. Oh, and just 'cause I got a simple heart don't mean I got a simple mind. I never climb no pedestal, 'cause man, I'm doing fine. When all is said and all is done, smiling, when all is said and all is done.
I know I'm not the only one who's smiling. Who's smiling? If you're not singing, you're no fun. No, I'm not the only one who's smiling. Who's smiling? When all is said and all is done. No, I'm not the only one who's smiling. Who's smiling? If you're not singing, you're no fun.
Very kind, thank you.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live on location.
This is Cambridge 105.
Community okay, radio. Okay, now we have a little song. City.
Matt's whipped his fiddle out. He's on a little fiddle. And a little song's called Wandering Breeze. So is everyone having a good time, yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Say yeah! Yeah! Hell yeah! Yeah! Yeah, glad to hear it.
I drift into the new town, just like I lived the last. My godforsaken future is tortured by my past. And everyone in my life I live to go to waste. Travel in the nighttime and a journey through the day. I used to live a good life, but now I'm your disease. I roll on to the west now, for I am a wandering breeze. Would I lock your heart in darkness and I throw away the key? I roll on to the west now. Well, I stay a while in one place and drink all fortunes dry. Don't ask me any questions, cause all I tell is lies. And if I hear you talking and disrespecting me, a bullet with your name on is gonna bring you to your knee. I used to live a good life, but now I'm your disease. I roll up to the west now, for I am a wandering breeze. Well, I love singing from the heavens to the seas. I roll up to the west now, for I am a wandering breeze. Well, don't tie your body to me, your soul won't be released. I roll up to the west now, for I am a wandering breeze.
Thank you. So we've got time for one more, Mr. Sound Engineer. Okay, now the next song we're going to do, it's all about split personalities. Now every one of us here all has a good side and we all have a bad side. And it's sort of a bit about both. It's called Red Eyed Devil. Okay, while I'm at it, is there anybody in the crowd that's pretty mean with a tambourine? Who's pretty mean with a tambourine? I see a man. I see just a man. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Well, I look right in the mirror, what do I see? A red-eyed devil staring back at me. He wants to twist your bones on his fiery plane. He's got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. So come on, well, come on. Devil's got nothing to lose. Well, I look right in the mirror, what do I see? A blue-eyed angel staring back at me. Well, it has no reason to fall from grace, but every night devil wants to take his place. So come on, well, come on, yeah. Sing his place. Well, come on. Well, come on, yeah. That red-eyed devil wants to take his place. Well, that red-eyed devil, well, he has his needs. He just wants to make you bleed. Well, that blue-eyed angel, he wants to make you pray. Pray you say that. Look right in the mirror, what do I see? A red-eyed devil staring back at me. Oh, well, it cuts a smile as it takes your soul. And that's enough to make your blood run cold. So come on, well, come on, yeah. Well, that's enough to make your blood run cold. I look right in the mirror, what do I see? A blue-eyed angel staring back at me. He's got God on his side and a loaded gun. He's gonna chase that devil till kingdom come. Oh, come on, well, come on, yeah. Go chase that devil till kingdom come. Well, come on. Well, come on, yeah. Go chase that devil till kingdom come. With that red-eyed devil, but it has his needs. He just wants to make you bleed. With that blue-eyed angel, he wants to make you pray. Pray. Devil away. Why, thank you. Fuck yeah. With that red-eyed devil, well, it has his needs. He just wants to make
you bleed. But that blue-eyed angel, he wants to make you pray. Pray you send that devil away. Thank you.
Just
you are very fine.
Mojo right? Slide taking part in the Strawberry Fair Battle of the Bands competition that's at the Portland Arms this evening. We have one more band to come. Rather peculiar and enigmatic Exara, who should be on relatively shortly. I think they were on some kind of tight time frame. Anyway, so you can get in touch with us on 105 to let us know what you thought about Mojo Slide. We're on the Twitter, we're on the Facebook, and we're on email as well. At Cambridge105 on both Twitter and Facebook, and studio at Cambridge105.fm if you want to email us. Apologies for any bad language at the end there if you are indeed offended by such things. So we're waiting for them to come through with Professor Willett and with his interesting questions for them, I guess. And we're going to play some music just to kind of lead into all that. That was Tears for Fears. Mr. Willett's done his best Annika Rice impression and he's there here. At least he's stopped.
I'm here.
Puffing.
I'm not out of breath, actually. No, I had a casual walk back because I actually thought they were still on stage, but they obviously got stopped before they wanted to do one last song after their last song. Was that right?
Right.
I think
one last song after their last song.
Yeah, he said, this is our last song, then they played it, and then he said, oh, we're going to do one more, and that was what I heard as I was walking out the room. So clearly they didn't do their last
song. I don't think they were allowed.
Last song. No, that's fair enough. They've had their time.
So, Mr. Judge, what did you think of that?
Well, the sound in that room wasn't great, and they've overcomplicated it for themselves. The band have brought their own sound monitoring system, so they've all got their own earplugs in, like you see on bands have on telly. Which complicated it, and the lead singer's microphone didn't seem to work for the first track, and he's brought his own microphone with him as well, old-fashioned sort of Elvis microphone, I call
right.
it. So yeah, that didn't help them, but I enjoyed their last three tracks, so they probably did five. I thought the first two were a bit ropey. The one I enjoyed most was the ballad, the slower one called Smiling, which we might have played earlier on. And I'm not sure if we did, but there was a ballady one that Rich said he didn't particularly like very much.
Yeah, I'm not. I,
no,
I
he
don't,
didn't play it. Okay,
I don't go in for ballads very much.
I thought that sounded good.
I'm a cold-hearted person.
Yes, you are. They didn't really have the room's attention. A lot of people were talking. He was sort of trying to get a bit of crowd reaction going on, and nobody really sort of responded, and the applause was quite weak as well.
Yeah, that came across over here. It was we were worried. Well, I didn't care, but I was just wondering whether there was in fact anybody in
the room.
There
were loads of people in there, but not many of them were paying attention to what was going on the stage at the time.
Oh, I see.
Which is a shame.
Yes,
for the band anyway.
Yes, indeed.
So yeah, I thought real sort of potential, but didn't really live up to expectations, I would say.
I think a problem with a band of that kind of ilk is if they get it right, it comes off very, very well.
Mm.
But I think when certain things conspire against them, it comes across a little bit drab.
Yes. Damp squib is what Lawrence is suggesting it was. Yeah. No, I would agree.
Okay.
I think so.
Right.
We will have a chat with them, hopefully, if they'll come out and have a talk with us.
It depends if they're listening to us.
Well, wouldn't it be really awkward if they fed what we're saying in the intervals in there?
Well, it depends. you know, you've got to stick by these things. And
we're here to give our opinion, and it's honest.
Yes.
And all these bands get the chance to listen to the podcast afterwards.
How do they?
So, you know, they'll hear what we think.
And right, so I won't be getting a Christmas card
from
Mojo Slide.
Probably not, no.
In fact, Mojo Slide lost their mojo.
Okay, that's a good headline, if you were to write a newspaper headline.
Done.
Good. No mojo slide.
No mojo slide. No mojo slide. I'm being told that I'm using my microphone.
You're not putting
incorrectly.
Your microphone close enough to your mouth.
Okay, I don't like to shank. I don't.
You need
like
to practically eat it.
Yes, I know. I don't like that. I kind of feel bad.
Right.
And like when you interview people and you put it close and then they shout into it, I find that offensive.
Right.
So
okay.
So I try not to do it myself.
Okay. Fair
I try enough. And I try and keep it a little bit low key.
One last act on tonight. It's Exara, which is this 8-piece band with many brass instruments.
Do you think they were influenced by Christina Aguilera?
Exara?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think there's a strong...
Maybe.
You know, when she changed her name, she became Ximena or whatever it was, Warrior Princess or something.
Yes.
And I was wondering whether... You know, that's what I've been trying to get out all evening, really.
Mm. While I think about it, I just mentioned Exara. I don't know, actually, no. The train of thought has gone. But anyway, I was going to say that there were people throwing underwear at Mojo Slide on the stage. Pants.
I'm not sure whether they were. Was that more of a comment on their set rather than.
I'm not sure if they were trying to make a comment or not.
Yes.
But there were people throwing. I think it was a mixture of male and female, but the pants were definitely female pants. Bloomers, knickers, if you will, any other name for female. But I'm not really up on female underwear.
You're not really up on female
not
underwear.
Not really, no. No, no. Not too knowledgeable. But. Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that.
Right. I think it could be.
It was because we said brass, and I thought brass, and that got me onto that. That was why. That's my trail of thought.
What? Anyway.
I said brass instruments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brass instruments.
Yeah.
Right. Let's. I think we've offended Mojo Slide, and they're refusing to come into the van, which is fine, because it is still pretty miserable out there.
And it stopped raining now.
It stopped raining. Yeah. This is your latest
cold
forecast.
Yes.
Live from a van in the car park of the Portland. It doesn't get much more glamorous than this on a Friday night.
Well, you know, we're out in the field.
Well, thankfully, we're not in a field. Thankfully, we're just in a nice tarmacked piece of land.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'd probably be sinking with the amount of rain that's been falling from the sky.
Yes.
Broadcasting live on location.
On location.
We just leave
the location
brilliant.
Up to the listener's imagination.
Yes.
Not a rainy car park
in
the middle of Cambridge.
Not a rainy car park in Cambridge.
It's just on location.
Ooh.
Here we go. We're joined by a band. Let's get some microphones. Is it? We don't need the umbrella this time, do we, Dom? It's not raining now.
Stop raining.
We're joined by Mojo Slide. We've got all of them here. Yes. Yes, we have. Cool, okay.
More Mojo than you can shake a stick at.
How was that for you?
Awesome.
Felt really good, yeah.
Yeah?
Had a brilliant
Happy
time.
With that.
Loved it. Hot. Great crowd.
We even had underwear thrown at us.
I know, I noticed that. Did you know these people that were throwing pants
Absolutely
at you?
Absolutely not.
No idea who they were.
We'll do in a bit.
One of them was a big hairy bloke. But
I was going to say, it was women's underwear, but it seemed to be men that
really
was throwing
really
it.
Hard to play guitar with pants on. I think
it was other men throwing it for their other halves. I think that's what it was. They've probably got a better, slightly better throw.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's a bit gender stereotyping there.
Yeah.
Mind.
Well, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
So you didn't seem to want to finish at the end there. You seemed to want to carry on.
Well, to be honest, I thought we had an extra 5 minutes.
Right.
So,
we got 2 hours worth of material.
Well, yeah.
Course, so, yeah, it was like, carry on.
We always have to be dragged off the stage.
We are an act down tonight, so you could have played for a bit longer. Well, it wouldn't have really mattered.
We offered to take their entire slot, but apparently that's
on. So. Yeah, it's not fair for everybody else, is it? So why did you guys enter this competition in the first place? What was
Strawberry
it?
Fair.
Yeah?
We'd love to play at Strawberry Fair.
Strawberry Fair, yeah.
It's got a bit of a reputation, hasn't it? I think every band wants to play.
I love strawberries.
Wants
That's
to play.
Great.
Yeah. We all love fairs.
Especially strawberries.
Especially strawberry fairs. Have you played Portland Dance before?
Yeah, we were there a couple of weeks ago.
Third of March or something. I saw it on Facebook.
It was the day after my birthday. Yeah.
Okay. And you guys are involved in the MMG band competition as well, I noticed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got that next week.
Through to the second round, which is the Pig and Falcon in St. Nitz?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
Next Thursday night. Yeah,
I was there a couple of weeks ago with a band that I work with, and they got through to the second heat and went out, unfortunately. So you're in that stage at the moment.
Is that Simple Time?
No, it's 28 Boulevard.
I don't know if they were in your heat.
Okay, all right. So where did you play your first heat for that competition?
Pick and Falcon.
Oh, is it the same place again? Okay, fair
getting
enough.
A lot of advertising tonight.
Yes, they are. Where are you guys from? Are you all from Cambridge or outskirts?
Well, two of us are from St. Neots.
Okay.
One from Godmanchester, two from Cambridge.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. So pretty
we're
mixed.
Local sort ones. Of Cambridge.
And how did you get together as a band?
Join myband.co.uk. But me and Mikey met at work.
Right.
We worked together, and he was playing away on the rock band on PlayStation.
Yeah.
I said, well, if you buy a drum kit, I'll give you a chance in my band.
Wow.
And in all fairness to him, he's done us proud. So
I've been playing the drums literally for about 40 months.
So, okay. But he's getting, started on a computer game.
He's just
game,
improving so well.
It's, it's the 21st century way of learning instruments.
For 20th century music.
We've got a few of his mates that worked at our place as well, and they all sort of said, he's amazing on Rock Band. You know what I mean? He plays it on Expert. You've got to get watch him. You know?
I often wonder whether you have to actually be good at playing an instrument to actually be good on those computer games, but clearly you do sometimes.
You've got to have rhythm.
As long as he had a bit of rhythm, that was fine. Yeah. You know, we'll give him a try. You know?
These guys have taught me a lot. So
you've been together for only a couple of years?
Less than actually, a year and a bit.
November 2011?
Yeah.
Not that long then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And how did the other guys meet, get in the band then?
I was joined my band.
It was literally a website where you can join.
Century.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So I put an ad out and found Mike.
Yeah.
And we invited Mike around Mikey's flat, of all places.
Yeah.
And we sort of set up in his flat, his little room.
We wrote about 6 songs in 2 hours.
Yeah. And to be honest, it was Mike. I mean, I sung him a song, and within 2 minutes, he had written the entire thing.
Wow!
My jaw just sort of dropped.
So, what sort of thing do you put in an advert for that sort on that sort of thing? Because you have to presumably you know what sort of band you want to create, so you have
singer,
to
talented, award-winning songwriter, seeks.
Milk it.
Well, I did though, didn't I?
Yeah,
I once won the Hunts Post songwriting competition a few
did you?
Years back
okay.
with an old friend and. Yeah, so that, I thought I'd sneak that in there. It just makes it sound,
not?
You know, so much better.
Gives you the edge over all the other
Mike
people.
Mike responded, and I was impressed with what he did. I mean, he's a bit of a producer as well, so you know, he's now producing our debut album, and it's all going well.
Oh, tell us about that then. When's that coming out?
TBC.
No,
TBC. We're not going to rush it. We're aiming for perfection. So absolutely. However long it takes, I'm sure it'll be within the next 10 years.
2013.
It does have a title.
Okay.
It's called Twist Your Bones.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of the work's been done. It's just getting it to that point where we're happy with it.
Yeah, it's like you've got to leave it alone and back away
from
it.
The 80-20 rule, you can get an album 80% there with 20% of the time, and then you spend months fine-tuning it.
80% of the time doing the 20%
exactly,
pretty
much. That's what it is.
Okay, so where else are you guys playing soon apart from next week?
We've got Floods.
Floods Tavern in St Ives.
Yeah, we play as well as Electric. We play a well-received acoustic act as well.
Okay.
We do a lot of acoustic, like mandolin, viola, cajon, all acoustic.
Nice.
So,
well, you came into our studio on Monday.
And we did
exactly that.
Yeah, okay. We did an acoustic set there.
So, we like to keep it versatile, really.
So definitely. So you recommend people that see you and like you tonight come and see you play an acoustic gig because you've
definitely not.
All right, well, thanks for coming and chatting to us. It's cold outside. We'll get
you guys out
again if you are announced the winners because we chat to everybody that wins the competition, but good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Hope you see you later.
Keep nice and warm.
We will do. It's not that warm in here, to be fair. But
some hot chocolate.
You got a kettle in there somewhere?
Yes, there's a kettle in here somewhere.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. That's Mojo Slide, who were the second act on this evening. We're still waiting for Exara. I imagine it's probably going to take a while for them to be set up on stage. So, Rich, you didn't ask any questions then. What's going on?
You had everything covered.
I actually found that interview quite interesting, the way that they got together. They hired the drummer through Rock Band and the others through a website. It's a bit like a dating website for bands.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I go with the Cambridge Bands website. Has been going for a fair old time, and that used to be quite.
But
a
that
good
must
way
it must be quite tricky though. If you all right, if you want like one member to join an existing band that's already been around for a while, but to set a band up from scratch, you surely got to find people that are all into the same music and want to do the same thing.
Not necessarily, but then surely that apparently there's a helicopter taking off anytime soon, so we're ready for
save that answer for later.
Okay, we've got Christina
Exara.
Me for 1 minute, so I've just got to sort out my microphone.
Oh, she's got to sort out her microphone. You can babble, Rich. I'm going to go and watch them.
Okay, I'm going to babble.
Take photos.
Yes, let's social media them on at Cambridge105 on Twitter. I think we're ready. Not ready.
So do you know which mic that's coming from at all?
Right. So that, it sounds like they're having some slight issues. Someone's just come into the van.
Okay, cool.
It's all going off.
Okay,
who knows what's going to happen next?
My name's Xara, and our first song is going to be The Scriptwriter.
They're ready now, I believe.
For me, I'm blind to the mind to see the plot you cast it upon me. Sometimes the sweetest soul has the most bitter taste. Sometimes the darkest soul has the most angelic face. Sometimes the sweetest soul has the most bitter taste. Sometimes the darkest soul has the most angelic face. To plan, to walk out through, how to conquer, how to use. Made a story on the rock, made a story on the floor. And down to the mountains, say, I've obtained, you've cast it upon me. Down to the mountains, say, I've obtained, you've cast it upon me. Sometimes the sweetest soul. Book of false tales. The scriptwriter writes, he writes to fail. A book to lose, a book to burn.
Second to sort this little baby out because it keeps slipping and I'm worried he can't hear me. Is that okay? Thank you.
Whilst we wait for the band to sort out some small stage-related issues, it's still very cold in the back of the van. And I was informed that there was a kettle here, but nobody has offered me a cup of tea yet. There's not a kettle in here. Oh, well, this is outrageous. And then the person who came in with the bread knife has now... I don't know where the bread knife's gone. Oh, it's still on the top. See? You just don't know what happens in an outside broadcasting van. It's unbelievable. The scenes, the mess, the endless bottles of sweet fruit-based beverages. Sounds like she's almost ready.
Okay, our next song's going to be a bit of a slow one. It's going to be our only slow one of the day. And it's actually called Just Another Day.
Just another day. Just another day. All my tears trickle down the window pane like raindrops. And on a stiff line directly at me.
smudging on my makeup. The postcard view I've created in my mind, all the prints I've dried, the pastel smudged, let's step back and we're clear eyed. It's just a dream, just a dream, just a dream, dream, dream. It's just a dream, just a dream, just a dream, dream, dream of creative delusion. 'Cause sometimes what we live for, that's what we live for. And sometimes what we live for is what we're, is what we're, is what we're. It's just a dream, just a dream, just a dream, dream, dream of better illusion. It's just a dream, just a dream, just a dream, dream, dream of creative illusion. 'Cause sometimes what we run for, what we'd really kill for. And sometimes what we run for is what we're, is what we're, is what we're. Just another day.
Thank you very much. I'm going to make sure this microphone doesn't move this time.
Whilst we wait for some more stage developments.
And let's try it this time.
Ooh.
So our next song is called Mixed Signals. I saw you told her from the start that you had a girlfriend. Oh, but you gave the impression it was going on the bend. Your girl called her at her house and calling on her phone. Your girl knocking on her door, sleeping at home. Her daddy told her to stay away from you. He was talking sense, she wished she had knew. Hey, like a bad lass who seemed to back on bills. You tried to ride away with the holy, holy shoes.
Or do you want me? Oh, you like to have us, you tell her it's sexy. I know you can't get enough of the extra bags here. Oh, you look it in the eyes, you say there's hers. Nothing, no carnival dancing with the fairy rings. I look a bad loss, you see the tobacco pills. You try to remember the holy shoes. Make our ears easier. Shall they dress in PVC to make our house easier?
Thank you, guys. So our next song is going to be called Paper and Plastic. Are you enjoying yourself? I want to see some of you move. As long as you're enjoying it, that's all that matters.
You speak a world that you have no clue. You live lies, you have no truth. You work every day and your face so plastic. You fuck your bitches that feel fantastic. You live life by numbers and fractions. You live life in denial and subtraction. Beer and plastic, that's what I bear. Beer and plastic makes you happy. Play with toys. I touched your soul, a danger you saw. No longer could you act anymore. You run away from what you are. And keep on running, boy, I won't get far. You'll keep attention from a little slack. Yes, you only if other side. Play with toys.
Have we got time to play any more? Is that it? Oh, okay, cool. So let's do, yeah, we'll do Mr. Brown. Okay, great. Mr. Brown! Woo!
Town boy, a reminder. I'll sink on in hopes to not see an overlook of our conscience of absolute reality. Here goes, takes control of you. Transformation radar hits the cue. Yeah! Oh, medicine kicks in and starts to work. A wasted head that can forget the pain and hurts. Oh, Mr. Brown, oh, place his magic file. Hypnotizes you to have no need for life. He takes you further and further down. Sorry, pa. Oh, sorry, pa. Deeper to the ground. Who the hell you are? You'll search for the darkness. Oh yes, you're nearly there. Here goes, takes control of you. Transformation ready, hit the cue.
Thank you, everyone. Hope you have a great night. Been a great audience.
And that was Exara, the final band taking part in tonight's Strawberry Fair, a Battle of the Bands competition that's been hosted at the Portland Arms. Hold on, we're going back to the gig room. Oh, for one more song.
I got those mean old working blues. I woke up this morning, I couldn't find my shoes. I looked from to the ocean, and the ocean runs to the sea. If you don't find my baby, please don't bury me. I looked around to the ocean runs to the sea. Now I made it seem like hours, and now it seems like days. Oh, since my baby started this, I looked down whales.
you very much.
Okay, so that was now the end of Exara, the final band taking part in tonight.
Did you start to talk and then she started performing again?
Yes.
Oh dear.
I'm blaming my.
Anybody that interrupts you.
I'm blaming my producer.
Oh, okay. No.
He looks on.
Lawrence never does anything wrong.
Right.
No, you're always right, aren't you? Yes, he is, with his big marker pen in his hand. Draw on my face.
So that was Exara.
No, don't really draw on my face.
Who Tim liked.
Well, yeah, I really do think that it changes your opinion of an artist when you can't see them in person. So I went in there and I stood right at the front because I really wanted to get the full impression.
Did you mosh?
No, well, there wasn't really anything to mosh to, was there? But stage presence, very good.
Yeah.
So there's this lady at the front with bright pink red hair that outdoes Nicola Holland. Anybody that knows Nicola will know how red her hair is.
I haven't seen
her. And it's sort of glowing in the UV lights.
Right.
She's got face paint on.
Right.
She's sitting in front of his keyboard that has a floral arrangement on round it.
Okay.
So she looks like she's playing the organ at church or something.
Okay.
And then you've got the rest of the musicians there. You've got somebody playing the trombone and somebody playing some sort of horn instrument.
Right.
Then a drummer at the back and a guitarist and a harmonica player to the left of her. So, okay.
Are they not just overcompensating for the lack of songs, perhaps?
You don't think there's much to the songs?
Well, I kind of thought that the first three songs, I couldn't really tell you if they were still one or whether they were three different ones. Bearing in mind, ladies and gentlemen and listeners out there, boys and girls, I'm listening in the back of a van through a pair of headphones. You know, we're not part of the ambience, unfortunately. So, you know, I can understand how all these things come together.
What do you mean, unfortunately? It's not as if someone's stopping you from going inside.
I've been banished to the back of the van.
You haven't been banished to the back of the van.
Because you didn't want to run.
Oh, no, you could have come inside.
Hold on, we've been...
It's too late for arguing about it now.
I'm not going to... Oh, beer cheer. Ah, the beer cheer.
Are they going to tell us what the result is, though, this time?
Cheer for Gossip Wolf and the Fox. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3! Oh.
I think it's fair to say that most, you don't have to put it down all the way, most of the people that are in there are for this band. I think that's fair to say. Judging by the reaction of all the other...
For the Wolf.
For the other two, I think most of the crowd are for Gossip Wolf.
They're there for the Wolf.
Mojo Slay!
That's not bad. Not great.
That's not great. I would officially mark that as poor.
There's
a kerfuffle in the band. Oh.
Oh, did that not register? So they had to do it twice, the last one, because it didn't register the first time. Is that because it wasn't loud enough?
Oh dear. Poor.
You can hear an awful lot of talking going on. Okay. Yeah, they're getting the judges' scores now because we're really slow at giving ours in. Sorry about that.
We're being banned.
Yeah.
we won't be invited back again.
It's too late now.
I blame you, Willett. I can't see.
We are joined by Exara. Well, the front lady of Exara. Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. You're very colourful, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's quite cheerful in this weather.
You know Nicola is the head honcho of this
thing.
Yes,
I do indeed.
She's got very red hair too.
But I
think you're outdoing her on the red hairness. it was glowing in the UV light on the stage. It looked really cool.
Oh, well, that's effective. At least you can't miss me.
No, definitely not. So, what is your name?
My name is Exara.
Oh, your name is Exara. Okay.
Yeah, it's the band's named after myself because I'm the songwriter and I founded it and fund it and manage it all by myself.
All right. Is it true to say there's normally eight in your band?
Yes, there is, but today there was a bit less. There were six of us in total.
Is that because you only fit six on the stage?
Well, basically, I have to kind of pay for everyone to come down and
I see.
And to make sure. So, but the... You know, sometimes we have more.
Okay.
So today it was six, but I still think it was okay.
I was going to say, are we missing out on much by having those other two?
You're missing out on guitarist
down, yeah.
And missing out also on, you know, some strings. So,
okay. All right. But I particularly enjoyed the horn section and the brass and all that sort of stuff. I thought that sounded good.
Fantastic.
Not had that in a Strawberry Fair band competition that I've been to before, so that's quite unique. So tell us then about you and about the band. How long have you had the band set up for?
We've been set up since about 2011 and kind of got it to its stage, really. We kind of got some exposure through playing live on BBC Introducing Three Counties, and that was quite good. And, you know, hopefully get a place at the Strawberry Fair.
Where are you guys from?
I'm actually from Bishop Stortford, so just down the road, not far. And looking forward to, you know, hopefully playing to some Cambridge crowds.
Okay.
So are you influenced by the noises and sounds of Stansted, or do you try and keep them furthest from your mind?
Yeah, furthest from my mind.
Right.
But, you know, my brain, you know what they say about creative minds, always buzzing with thoughts, so maybe it is like Stansted Airport with the flights.
Fair enough. So how do you think it went this evening?
I think it went really well. There were a few sound problems, but I knew that wasn't just with me. It was with other acts. But we gave the best performance. Really lovely crowd. Really positive. Really supportive. And it was really fantastic to play the gig. I had a really great time.
Did you bring many people along with you? How many people in there were...
Yeah, I brought a few people in with me. I don't know. I didn't actually count because I was quite focused on my... you know, gig.
Yeah.
So.
I think you got a decent response from the partisan crowd, the people that obviously didn't know who you were before you arrived, which is always good.
Yeah,
picking
it's always
up new
positive.
People.
Absolutely.
You won't be out of people's memory, I don't think. You'll stick in people's minds. What's the story behind the floral arrangement on your electric piano at the front there?
Okay, well, you know, I love flowers. it's become my trademark now.
Okay. I liked it.
What I do for some performances, depending on the setting, is I really like to create a kind of world of fantasy. So, I mean, my outfit's a little bit more ordinary-based today, but sometimes I can be a bit more dramatic.
I've seen some photos of you on your Facebook, yeah.
Exactly. And I think it's really great for the audience to kind of escape from reality a bit. And, you know, you're singing about stuff that affects them day-to-day, but... They want to be entertained. They want to see someone, you know, look good and have the glamour and the entertainment. And I think that's missing a lot. When I go and see acts, I think, wow, that's great music, but you look like you rolled out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone's different. But for me, that's really important.
Yeah, no, definitely. All right. Well, I really enjoyed it.
I
was standing right at the front. I thought you were really good.
Thank you.
And good luck. Hopefully you'll do well.
Thank you very
much. And we'll see. And if you do, then you'll have to come straight back out again because we'll have to chat to you again.
Oh, wow.
Chat to the winner.
And of course, the most important question is, would you like some cake?
Oh,
have a slice
that
of cake
does look very nice.
Whose
but
birthday is it?
It's nobody's
birthday. It's nobody's
birthday.
It's our collective birthday.
Yes.
We did this time last year. It was really enjoyable. We had to come back and do it again.
That's a good way of putting it. That's not the actual reason, but that's a good excuse.
That's yes. A really good one.
We just wanted cake.
Yes.
That was it. But you're welcome to have a slice if you'd like some.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, what are we going to do? Are we waiting to go back to the stage or are we going to go to some music? We are going to... Lawrence is making his mind up. He's not sure. He's waiting. Okay. We're not sure whether we're going to get the result just yet or not. You want to be
Tim,
in there.
Tim's
if get
not
the
very good at filling.
We're not
the
sure.
Problem.
Okay. Well, what would you like to say then?
Well, I always come up with something vaguely interesting to say. You know, I've talked about cake and we've talked about your hair colour.
Yeah.
We've discussed, you know, you being part of a horse. And
cow.
A cow.
Pantomime cow.
Cow. Not a horse. Sorry.
Exaris thinks we're really weird now by saying all these things.
We've just got
into a white van with this strange man who's talking. They've offered me cake and now they're talking about pantomime cows and ginger hair.
Well, you know...
Sounds like my perfect world.
this is how radio is. You know, it's not a very visual
Well, we
thing,
do.
So
in a sense, radio creates a world of fantasy as well because it's all in your mind, isn't it?
In
imagination.
And I'm trying to, you know, make the listeners feel part of... the freezing cold environment in the back of a white transit van.
It's a mobile radio station.
Mobile radio station.
Please don't do it.
Sorry, Flossie. So yeah, I'm trying to, you know, make it sound exotic, as it actually is.
Mm.
Which is, you know, how I like to spend my Friday evenings.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, in March in the sleet and snow.
Well,
I'm still waiting. I've done pretty well. That's got to be a good
couple of
minutes.
Lawrence isn't giving us any sort of sign
whatsoever. Nothing. Let's play some music.
What are you hearing, Lawrence? Nothing? Is there nothing going on?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Let's play some music.
Can we play some music then?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Play some music.
Off you go then. Press the button.
Okay. So, you know, as you do when you're in a van, it's cold and you can no longer feel your toes. We're discussing bands who play keyboard standing up. So we've had and Duran Duran, and we've quite rightly Pet Shop Boys, indeed, obviously. Sorry, what was that? There was a call from the back. Daft Punk.
Turn my own microphone up.
Oh, well done. Yeah, Daft Punk. Daft Punk. So you know, this is all going nowhere fast, but it's all indications that bands
just
can indeed
mind your elbow there. Thank
can,
you.
Can
before you take us off here.
It could probably be a blessing in disguise. Sorry, Robert. And so you know, this is all part of the discussion. So apparently, you know, I can see I was in the back of the van, but Xara sat down to play her keyboards, and we thought that maybe if she stood up more, it would be better.
Like I said, she stood up for the last song, and that just felt a lot nicer.
Felt a bit more inclusive.
But by that time, she might have lost it. Really.
Yeah.
She got quite.
Did she adjust her keyboard when she stood up, or did she really have extra long arms to reach the keys?
No, I don't think she was playing keyboard.
Oh, like, she wasn't. Was she just singing?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But some songs got a good response, but then some didn't, and then you sort of lose them, especially in the end of the night. You know?
She was lovely.
Nice lady.
Coming into the van, she was nice, although she didn't take any cake.
No.
You know, which is a shame.
Don't judge her on that.
Hold on, helicopter sign again. That means we're going to take off? Right. Yes. What have we got? We've got the announcement.
We've got a result.
No. Yes.
Feedback on the beer cheer and who is the actual winners. Big up for Nicola Holland!
Okay, so Nicola's going to announce the results, as she always does. So we're going to find out the winner of the beer cheer and tonight's heat winner.
Thank you very much to Anne Templer for standing in tonight. Bloody fantastic. And Chris, as always. It's been a pretty monumental band comp again this year. Tonight we had three bands when we were supposed to have four. But do you know what? The three bands made up for the one that wasn't here. So, like, just thank you so much to all the bands. Right, with no further ado, I'm going to do the Beer Cheer winner first. The Beer Cheer winner this year, and I don't think he's here tonight, is from Heat 1. It was Simon Panrucker. He's a bit of a bloody mentalist, really. A bit different, a bit off the wall, but absolutely fantastic. So
he was on Julian's show
a couple of weeks ago.
Please, look forward to seeing
him. I don't know, just whack the drums a little bit.
You're on air, Zoe.
I know
I am. It is the last heat.
We'll tell you, don't worry.
For the finals on the 5th of April, which is in 2 weeks' time. Yay, thank you. Right, so the winner of Heat 4 is Xara.
Yeah.
Great. How about a little bit more of a cheer for Xara?
I'd just like to point out that the one that I've voted for in the last 3 weeks has won each week.
You know nothing, but
well, clearly I do.
Okay, well, they're not in the room, unfortunately.
You know.
She's not in the room. Is she outside?
Guys, again, we're still
live. She's frozen to the side of the
van. Can we please have a cheer for 105 listeners?
Yay!
Great.
Recounts. That's absolute rubbish.
Oh, dear. Oh, got some heckling there. Did you hear that?
What was that?
Every single year we have industry professionals.
No one agrees with the result.
No, I'm very surprised.
What is the result? Job.
It's not. Sorry. Oh,
Xara. Xara won. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Right, okay.
Sorry.
I
thought you were just stunned in silence.
No, I just can't hear anything. I've got no headphones.
This evening, all at Xara slowly making their way up.
Brilliant.
We have a merch stall at the back. Everything that is made from the
seats
and the final does go towards Strawberry Fair. We are a voluntary run. We are a voluntary run festival, okay? And it is on the first weekend of June, so please go and buy our merch. Everyone have a wicked weekend. I just want to get Xara up for a minute. Congratulations, Xara. Do you want to say something?
Thank you very much.
Ah, bless her. She sounds surprised.
We have 50 tickets here for you today.
That's
an interesting point.
Thank you very much to Will.
Fade Nicola down now. This is
why I'm here.
What do you think of this style of competition with regards to judge versus audience votes? Because I don't personally prefer this judging
because audience votes can be popularity contests, and they're not always the right person wins. It's more likely, in my opinion, that a judge-voted competition, the correct act would win.
That's it. Maybe. Okay. I think that there's a case to be made for taking some user and audience participation, bearing in mind that they've paid the £5.
So you have the audience as another judge.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And
take
judges.
Take a vote on it. Or
they do on television game shows.
Yeah, pretty much.
Half okay. each.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just because, you know, they've paid the fiver to come in and see the bands. And as we just heard the heckling there, you know, they've witnessed the
But the beer cheer would go into that. So they if they wanted to but do it like that, maybe they'd have a beer cheer winner for each heat.
Yes, that would be the way to do it, I think. Mm. Because obviously, you know, the crowd tonight aren't the crowd that we hear over the previous 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, as with all these things, there's flaws in the plan, when something like this happens, where, you know, the judges have been able to see an act that's obviously quite superior in terms of their setup. Mm. As we spoke to her, you know, there's a big thing about it. She pays for all the people to come here.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting point.
She's got her own sound man. You know, she makes a big thing about it. You know, it's obviously she's on BBC introducing all these things are kind of next level things, really. And then you speak to someone, you know, even Mojo Slide, which, you know, they've only been going for 14 months and they formed on the internet, and the guys play, you know, Rock Band on their Wii.
PlayStation.
A PlayStation. What do I know?
Xbox.
And
any other computer games, consoles.
You know, and then, you know,
Mega Drive.
We talk, and then we talk to, you know, the Wolf people, and they, you know, they've only had their bases for 2 weeks. So, I, you know, is it a fair comparison of bands and skills? I would suggest that Exara is vastly superior to the others.
So you think maybe she shouldn't be in this competition?
Yeah, I mean that maybe that, you know, the other two bands perhaps have lost out because there was no theme to this evening.
Mm, yeah, that is a good point.
And they haven't really... If they were all part of their own kind of genre-specific acts,
but you're not going to find three other genres like Exara, are you?
No, for sure. And I'm not saying that I have the perfect solution. I'm just talking through some of the heckling and some thoughts that are going through my head.
Although you did say about you wouldn't find three like Exara, but you could have the same theme. You could have a sort of swing theme.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. there's a strong...
Still, even if they're different, they can be the same genre, but very different.
Yeah, and there's a strong New Orleans vibe to her music, more so than the kind of jazz stuff that she tries to kind of play up on. But, yeah, I think... I'd certainly like the Gossip Wolf and the Fox are somebody that are someone that I'd like to see
knock on the van, I think,
in the future. Uh-huh. We're joined by...
It's Nicola.
Nicola.
I thought you were Exara for a minute then. You look very similar today. Sorry, we'll give you a microphone and headphones so that you can hear everything that's going on. So we'll talk to Nicola and Liz from Strawberry Fair.
I don't need that.
No, you don't need headphones.
Good evening.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Yeah, really good, considering we just got heckled a few times.
Yeah, we faded that down after the first outburst. Yeah. It's not nice when people do that, really, is it? I think they should respect the result. It's not nice for the winners.
No, it's not nice for the winners, but at the same time, do you know what? Considering we were actually down a band tonight, the three bands that we had were absolutely fantastic. We had a great crowd tonight up until that very last minute. So. Yeah. I was going to say something to them, but I decided not to.
That is probably a good idea not to. Was it the busiest night of the four heats?
No, in actual fact, heat one was our busiest evening, which was quite surprising because usually, as I said last week, heat three, the rock heat, is usually the busiest.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, there are so many other things going on around Cambridge these days that you just have to constantly compete with everything, don't you?
Yeah. No, but there was a decent crowd in there tonight.
Very good crowd, yeah. Absolutely fantastic. I think that we had about 100 people in tonight, which is great.
Lovely. Okay. Well, are you allowed to say if you agree with the winner?
I do. 100% agree with the winner. I think Exara. Okay. So you had Mojo Slide, second band.
Yeah.
And also as well, Gossip Wolf and the Fox.
They were all great. They all had their own style. And the, one of the things about Heat 1 and Heat 4 is that all the styles were very, very different, which was fantastic. And it's the first time we've actually managed to have a proper mix-up within two heats. But yeah, Exara are absolutely fantastic. She has got charisma on stage. Yeah. She's got a great voice. She stated in her biog that she would like to be the next Janis Joplin.
Okay.
And I actually do agree. The fact that she's got a voice which is just as powerful. But yeah, no, 100%. They definitely did.
Cool. And what about the overall result with all the other heats and the winners that have gone through to the final? Is that a good lineup for the final?
Do you know, the entire lineup for all four heats this year has been absolutely fantastic. Again, yeah, people deserve to win. We don't fix it. We don't have anything to do with it. We are literally, we give out the sheets to our judges each week. We try to have different judges for every single heat. Sometimes we do have one or two of the same judges throughout all the heats, purely just because they work in the music industry and so they know what they're doing. And they don't state the fact that they only like rock, so they're going to mark somebody down. Yeah. They are extremely fair in what they do. Yeah, absolutely. And then also as well, Simon Panmucker winning the beer cheer. How fantastic was that? Because he is something completely different that we're now going to be chucking into the mix, especially for the finals. Again, we've never had anything like it in the last 4 years of Strawberry Fair doing it.
No. I think you've got two really quirky acts and then the other three are sort of your more conventional
acts,
definitely.
If you say.
Now, looking forward to the final. Have you got anything you can tell us about the final and
secrets? Oh, God, okay. It's not really a secret. I might possibly have one more secret prize, but I'm not going to say anything on that at the moment.
Okay, so will there be five, that's it, five performers?
Five bands only, but we've also got Holly McNeish and some of her friends coming to do a fiery introduction for all of the bands straight before they do their performances, which again, I think is going to be fantastic. It's something that the fair has integrated over the last couple of years. So yeah, again, it's just a bit of a mix-up, really. I know Cambridge Band Competition is about bands. Strawberry Fair is also about diversity, and so if we can mix it up a little bit, then it's great.
Yeah. Okay, so it's the 5th of April, which is 2 weeks today.
Yes, it is.
At the Cambridge Junction.
Yes, and it's £6 in advance. Every single band that has got through has 50 tickets, and they get to keep a pound from each of the tickets, so they could make £50, basically. So if you want to help them out, great. If not, go to the Junction website or the Strawberry Fair website. We have tickets as well that we have, so yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. If it's anything like last year's final, then it will be really good. I think this year probably is going to be better. I think it's got potential to be better with all these different mix of acts. Can't call a winner.
For my last year of doing this, I'm extremely excited. Extremely good. Excited. Again, just thank you so much to the Portland Arms for letting us host. And thank you so much to you guys at 105. I don't know if that Liz would like to say anything because I've just hogged the microphone. I do apologise. Liz, do you want to say anything?
No, actually, I don't really have very much to say at all. Just looking forward to seeing everyone at the final and seeing everybody put in as much brilliant work as they have done so far.
Yeah. You got some good photos tonight. I see you've taken lots of pictures.
Yeah, I've been the backup photographer. I've been snapping
backup
away.
Backup photographer, yes. A lot of backup people. Where's Tom Dalpra tonight? Where's he?
Tom Dalpra.
Should I not have asked that question?
I got a message about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Unfortunately, because he's also a carer for his full-time work, they're slightly short-staffed. And so he's got somebody he's working with at the moment that he had to do. You can't really, when people are volunteering for something like this, be angry with them or anything like that. So I just hope that, that he's good and gutted that he wasn't here tonight. Again, Anne Temp have done a great job. And one other thing as well, really, is thank you very much to Barton Studios that Liz and her father run for supplying and sponsoring us with the drum kit as well for this year.
I think it's worth mentioning as well that Tom Dalpra does deserve a big thank you for everything he's done so far and will be continuing to do for the fair.
And Chris as well. We can't forget Chris.
He was like, a sheep without Bo Peep tonight, bless him. He was a bit lost without Tom.
He was
Tom.
So worried. He's like, I can't do it on my own.
Bless him. All right. Well, it's been great being here and we look forward to the final. Thank you very much for everything you do for us as well. What are we going to do? We're going to finish with a piece of music? Yeah?
Okay. Night, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Water Boys and Fisherman's Blues.
Broadcasting live on location. This is Cambridge 105, community radio in your city.